From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo seeks local governments from intervention in high inflation. Cultural Carnival colors G20 meeting on culture. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called on regional governments to immediately conduct intervention against high inflation in their respective regions. 10 districts and cities with the highest inflation rates are Luwuk, Jambi, Kota Baru, Sampit, Tanjung Selor, and many others. As reported by Antara, Indonesian President Joko Widodo at a meeting on inflation control with all regional heads held in hybrid format at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday conveyed 5 out of the 10 provinces must be careful. He further said these 5 provinces are in Sumatra. The G20 meeting on culture on Monday was enlivened by a cultural carnival and a general assembly. The cultural carnival and a giant assembly entitled Nyawiji Nunggal Rasa carries the spirit of community togetherness which works hand in hand to be able to return to work and to recover again in harmonious condition with nature in accordance with the big theme of G20 Indonesia 2022, Recover Together, Recover Stronger. The event involved 2,000 representatives from 20 villages in Borobudur sub-district Magelang. The event also consists of 4 activity segments, namely Wake Up to Ride at Pawon Temple, Recovery Cultural Carnival from Pawon Temple to Borobudur Temple, Nyawiji General Assembly at Lumbini Park, Borobudur Temple, and Golong Gilik Art Parade. Director General of Culture at the Ministry of Education, Research and Technology Hilmar Farid in Magelang, Central Java on Monday pointed out the activity was a form of community involvement around Borobudur Temple. This cultural carnival is also part of the ministry's effort to involve the villagers around Borobudur sub-district. Thus, the preparation has been done for a week. Afterwards, the villagers walked from Pawon Temple to Lumbini Park. It's about 2.5 hours. Besides, they could dance on the street and hundreds of people had confirmed to participate in the event. Moreover, Hilmar Farid further conveyed that the cultural carnival will be followed by a big meeting for stakeholders in the field of culture to express their aspirations. The meeting will result in a consolidation which will be submitted to the Minister of Education, Research and Technology and brought to the ministerial level meeting on Tuesday. The Cultural Carnival and General Assembly are part of the Village Cultural Development Program. One of the priority programs of the Directorate General of Culture focuses on the community empowerment processes, which involve residents as cultural owners. Next, we have Indonesia that will need to achieve average economic growth of 6 to 7% per year in order to become a developed country by 2045. This was conveyed by Minister of National Development Planning Suharto Monoarfa during a meeting with Commission 11 of the House of Representatives, which was followed online on Monday as quoted by Antara. He observed that Indonesia's growth was below that. If the government continues to grow below that, mathematically, Indonesia's GNI, or Gross Domestic Product per Capita in 2045, may be below $12,000, and the government will experience a similar fate like China in experiencing the middle income trap. The last national news comes from Indonesia and Norway that have agreed to establish cooperation in climate change and forestry by supporting the implementation of clean emission absorption in the forestry and other land use, or FOLU, in sector in 2030. The government of Norway lauded Indonesia's consistent efforts to reduce deforestation as part of the endeavors to achieve the global climate target and biodiversity conservation. This was pointed out by Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, in a press conference on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Therefore, Minister of Norway Climate and the Environment, Espen Barth Eide, inked a memorandum of understanding on partnerships in supporting Indonesia's efforts in reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the FOLU sector. Now we move to the international news. Japan Airlines Co. Ltd. was operating at 65% of its international capacity before the coronavirus pandemic, although COVID-19 curbs are limiting demand to just about 40% of pre-pandemic levels. In the domestic market, the airline is operating at 100% of its pre-pandemic capacity, though demand is about 80% of corresponding levels. This was conveyed by Akihide Yoguchi, Japan Airlines Vice President of Strategy Research for the Asia-Oceania region, on Tuesday, as quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com. Next, we have the Los Angeles Department of Public Health said on Monday it had confirmed the area's first death due to monkeypox, saying the individual was severely immunocompromised and had been hospitalized. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the department said it had made the determination that the death in Los Angeles County was due to monkeypox, together with the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. The department in a statement also stated the resident was severely immunocompromised and had been hospitalized. It is the second known death of a person diagnosed with the disease in the United States. We end the news with King Charles III was joined by his siblings, Princess Andrew and Edward, and Princess Anne, as they briefly held vigil around Queen Elizabeth II's coffin on Monday evening. The royal family mounted their guard of the coffin at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland, where it will lie until Tuesday evening. As reported by CNN.com, according to guidance issued by the Scottish government, hundreds of mourners were queuing outside the cathedral to pay their respects on Monday evening. The cathedral will remain open to the public overnight. Earlier Monday, a short service of thanksgiving took place at the cathedral following a procession from the Palace of Holyrood House. The 73-year-old monarch and his siblings walked behind the hearse, while Camilla, queen consort, traveled in a car behind. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Handling of Data Leaks and Protection of Personal Data. President Joko Widodo instructed relevant ministries and institutions to further examine the alleged leak of number of data belonging to public figures, including letters addressed to President Joko Widodo. The head of state conveyed the instructions at the limited meeting with a number of ministers of the Indonesian cabinet on word at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday. After the meeting, Minister of Communication and Informatics of the Republic of Indonesia, Johnny G. Plate, said that data leaks were discussed in the meeting. He revealed that after a temporary review, the leaked data were general ones, neither specific nor the latest data. He added that the encryption agency, or BSSN, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, the National Police and the State Intelligence Agency, or BIN, would certainly coordinate for an in-depth study. A quick step taken by the Indonesian government to tackle this data hack was to form an emergency response team to address the data leaks. The team consists of elements of the BSSN, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, the National Police, and National Intelligence Agency. The emergency response team will have the task of safeguarding matters relating to good data governance in Indonesia and to maintain public trust in data security in Indonesia. The government and the House of Representatives, or DPR, are currently continuing to discuss the draft law on personal data protection. It is hoped that the ratification of the bill on personal data protection can become a new legal umbrella to safeguard the digital space in Indonesia. Protected personal data is certainly the hope of all Indonesian citizens. No one wants their personal data to be used by other parties to gain or harm themselves. Another important thing is the belief that the government is managing data properly. Thus, trust in data management carried out by the government will be stronger. If the personal data of every citizen is managed properly, let alone data related to the sovereignty of the Indonesian state. To enhance this trust, the mutual cooperation of all parties needs to be strengthened. To avoid losses that can be experienced by the public, the government, through the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, needs to convey preventive measures against acts of leaking personal data that can be misused by irresponsible parties. As stated by Minister Johnny G. Plate, it is necessary to build a national strength to work together to face all dangers, including the dangers in the digital space. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'll begin today in history with an event on September 13, 1916, when the birth of Roald Dahl occurred. Roald Dahl is a well-known writer of Norwegian descent who was born in Wales, England. His famous writings are in the form of novels and short stories for children and adults. He also wrote film scripts. He is one of the best-selling authors in the world. He is considered one of the best writers of children literatures of the 20th century. He has been in the top 50 writers in England since 1945. His most famous works include Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, Matilda, The Witches, The Big Friendly Giant or the BFG, and Kiss Kiss. Next next event was in 2007 when the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Accord. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People is a declaration adopted by the United Nations General Assembly at its 61st session of the United Nations headquarters in New York on September 13, 2007. This declaration outlines the individual and collective rights of indigenous peoples, as well as their rights to culture, identity, language, employment, health, education, and other issues. The declaration also emphasized their rights to maintain and strengthen their institution, culture, and tradition, and their rights to development to meet their needs and aspiration. The declaration also prohibits discrimination against indigenous people and promotes their full and effective participation. We end today in history with an event on September 13, 2008 when Delhi bombing occurred. On September 13, 2008, there was a series of bombing in five places in Delhi, India. The first bomb went off at 6:07 p.m. local time and four other blasts followed in succession a few minutes later. At least 30 people were killed and 100 injured. The Indian Mujahideen group claimed to be responsible for the incident.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Gema Bhakti 22nd, an exercise involving members of the Indonesian military and members of the United States Indo-Pacific Command Staff, officially opened on September 9 in Jakarta, Indonesia. The exercise, which was attended by 110 personnel, will last until September 16. In his remarks at the opening ceremony of the 10th Gema Bhakti Joint Exercise 2022 at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, Jakarta on Friday, Assistant Operation to the Indonesian Military Commander, Major General Agus Suhardi said, this year's Gema Bhakti Joint Exercise provides an important meaning. In particular, as a form of maintaining the strategic comprehensive partnership, so that it is necessary to continue to increase cooperation between the two countries. This exercise is designed to improve joint operational level staff planning and processes. It also promotes positive military relations, ensures security and stability in the region, and raises cultural awareness, as well as enhances the command and control capabilities of joint forces. In the 10th Gema Bhakti exercise, the Indonesian military and the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command staff will work together to develop operational level planning for crisis response. The training scenario will take place on an imaginary continent, with U.S. military forces and support from local residents and the humanitarian aid community. Meanwhile, in his opening remarks, the U.S. Adjutant General for the State of Hawaii, Major General Kenneth Hara, said, Gema Bhakti has grown from a small-scale and less complex exercise to a joint exercise that is much more challenging and powerful. To improve interoperability and multinational capabilities of the Indonesian military and the U.S. military. Kenneth Hara hopes to strengthen relations, improve preparedness, and increase interoperability between both sides. Exercise objectives include enhancing the military's coordination capacity with civilian agencies and the humanitarian aid community, organizing and integrating with joint task force to carry out military operations, and enhancing professional development through bilateral maritime security, cyber, and other operational level planning events.
Waking up to an empty bedroom, my house is a mess, my mind's not the best. Trying to recall what happened the day before, I remember you shouting to my face, you're such a bore. Is it my fault for being too pure, knowing little about love, always so insecure? You said, trust me, I know what's best. You walked away telling me we should rest. I would drive 2,000 miles just to see you, babe. Will you be there for me? Don't you ever lie to me. Through hills and mountains, oh, there is nothing that can hold me back. I will be there for you, even if you aren't there for me. At times, they can be very rough. that you see just about how foolish I can be to fall for your words over and over again. Oh, I can't describe what I'm feeling through this song. I hope that you see just about how foolish I can be to fall for your words over and over again. I would drive 2,000 miles just to see you, babe.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to Champaga Tourism Village. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, appreciated the success of Champaga Tourism Village, which was included in the top 50 best tourism villages in the 2022 Indonesian Tourism Village Award. This success is expected to encourage the development of tourism potential and creative economy in tourism villages in Tompobulu District, Bantaeng Regency, South Sulawesi, especially in the development of nature-based tourism. Minister Sandiaga, after a visit to Champaga Tourism Village last September 7, said, "Champaga Tourism Village has the potential for beautiful natural attractions and must be managed properly so it can provide great benefits to the community, especially in sustaining economic revival and opening up job opportunities." Champaga Tourism Village, which is included in the mountainous region of Bantaeng, is located about 15 kilometers from Bantaeng City, South Sulawesi, or about 20 minutes by two-wheel or four-wheel vehicles. Champaga Tourism Village has a variety of nature-based tourist attractions. One of them is Champaga Protection Forest, which covers an area of approximately 23 hectares. Champaga Protection Forest is one of the protected forests in Bantaeng Regency. This forest is still beautiful and untouched by the community. In this forest, there is Babang Tanggaya site or sacred stone, Erasa Lego-Lego tree, which is the oldest banyan tree in the area, and the sacred Tombolo spring. Not far from this protected forest, there are tourist attractions for families, namely airball and airtop bathing pools. Champaga Tourism Village also has a new nature-based tourism spot, namely Simoko Waterfall, which is considered to be still hidden. Tourists can see the view of this 13-meter-high waterfall while enjoying the lush atmosphere of the trees in the surroundings. When traveling to Champaga Tourism Village, don't forget to buy souvenirs, Champaga Tourism Village coffee and dodol, or a fudge-like sweet made from glutinous rice, palm sugar, and coconut milk, are known for their deliciousness. So, you should buy them as souvenirs. Champaga Tourism Village is equipped with various facilities such as parking lots, restaurants, and toilets. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
aku bisa memutar waktu. Aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak seperti kamu yang mampu tanpa.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian Language, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is perjalanan ke Yogyakarta. Perjalanan ke Yogyakarta, which means travel to Yogyakarta. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Gerbong Eksekutif Yang Mana? Gerbong Eksekutif Yang Mana? Which means, which is the executive carriage? This conversation took place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and the train stewardess at the station. Dev asked her specific information about the location of the executive carriage. Let's listen to their conversation.
Permisi, Bu. Gerbong eksekutif yang mana?
Yang itu, Pak. Gerbong yang di belakang lokomotif.
After we listen to the conversation, I will give you some vocabulary related to today's material. Gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Which means, which is the executive carriage? I will say the words slowly twice, and you can repeat after me. Gerbong eksekutif. Gerbong eksekutif. Which means, executive carriage. Yang mana? Yang mana? Which means, which. Gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Which means, which is the executive carriage. In the conversation, you heard the phrase Gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Which means, which is the executive carriage? In that speech, there is an expression yang mana, which means, which one, which one. The expression is used to ask for specific information. In that sentence, the expression yang mana, which means, which one, is used by Dev to ask for specific information about the location of gerbong eksekutif, which means the executive carriage. If you want to ask for specific information, you can use the expression yang mana, which means which one, after the thing or information being asked. For example, gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Gerbong eksekutif yang mana? Which means, which executive carriage? Which executive carriage? Other examples. In addition to being placed at the end of the question to ask for specific information, the expression yang mana, which means which one, can be placed at the beginning of the question. For example, yang mana gerbong eksekutif, which means which is the executive carriage. Indonesians usually refer to railway trains as kereta api atau kereta. Kereta api atau kereta, which means trains. Kereta, kereta also means a two or four-wheeled vehicle usually drawn by horses. Before ending, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to an example of a conversation once again.
Permisi, Bu. Gerbong eksekutif yang mana?
Yang itu, Pak. gerbong yang di belakang lokomotif.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian Language with the topic is Perjalanan ke Yogyakarta. Perjalanan ke Yogyakarta, which means travel to Yogyakarta, and a conversation entitled Gerbong Eksekutif Yang Mana, Gerbong Eksekutif Yang Mana, which means which is the executive carriage. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet you again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa. Till we meet again.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Cinta Dulu, Cinta Sekarang by Bembeng Khan. The song, which was composed by S.M. Salim, describes the difference in the meaning of love now and then. Love used to be described as a shy love, difficult to meet with each other. When you meet, you just sit in silence, but when you are married, you will last until you are old. While love is now described as love that has ignored prohibitions, dares to hold each other, but when getting married, it doesn't last long. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Cinta Dulu, Cinta Sekarang by Bembeng Khan. Enjoy the song.
Hoi! Mari dengarkan. Beda cinta dulu dengan cinta sekarang. Dengarkan yo.
Hai cinta dulu, dulu cinta malu-malu. Cinta dulu, dulu memang susah nak bertemu. Bila sudah dapat bertemu, nak cakap apa pun tak tahu. Tegak berdiri tersipu-sipu, sedang sejuk hai kaki membisu. Sejak kecil sudah diasuh, pantang larang dipegang teguh. Mulia sungguh cinta dulu, adat resam budaya Melayu.
Itu cinta dulu. Kalau cinta sekarang ni lain pula. Dengarkan lagi ya.
Ala cinta zaman sekarang, sudah terlupa pantang larang. Cinta zaman sekarang, naik kereta dia peluk dari belakang. Dicium kening tandanya sayang, dicium bibir tak ingat pulang. Maruah bangsa sudah terancam, karena perbuatan segelintir orang. Hidup penuh berpoya-poya, kalau kawin pun tak bakal lama. Bila dah dapat yang diidam, habis manis sepah dibuang.
Itulah cinta sekarang. itulah perbedaan cinta dulu dengan cinta sekarang. Kalau cinta sekarang ni, banyak orang nak kahwin muda. Beranak satu dah cerai. Pulang-pulang dia mabuk. Pulang-pulang dia mabuk. Lama-lama tidur parit. Amboi.
Kojo dapatnya 1,000, tak kojo dapat 500. Kojo tak kojo 1,500. Bila masuk warung, onda konyang, onda untung. Bila dapat ikan 9, onda digulai ataukah dipanggang. Tengok orang, dia ni selalu goyang. Di rumah bini belanja mengutang. Kojo dapatnya 1,000, tak kojo dapat 500. Kojo tak kojo 1,500. Bila masuk warung, onda konyang, onda untung.
Ha, kojo 1,000, tak kojo 500. Kojo tak kojo 1,500. Ha, janganlah kita jadi orang pemalas. Baik-baiklah kerja.
Meradang, 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 pulang-pulang meradang. Mengamuk, 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 pulang-pulang mengamuk. Kening bini berkerut, anak-anaknya takut. Kepala mangkut-mangkut, mulut ayahnya bau kamput. Kening bini berkerut, anak-anaknya takut. Kepala mangkut-mangkut, mulut ayahnya bau kamput.
Ha, mabuk saja kerja, mabuk saja kerja. Kalau dia punya uang, dia tak ingat rumah. Kalau dia tak punya uang, baru dia ingat rumah. Kalau dia punya uang.
Tapi tiada uangnya, anak bini disuruh utang belanja. Istri mana yang tak ragu, mertua mana yang tak malu. Melihat pula menantu, makin lama macam hantu. Istri mana yang tak ragu, mertua mana yang tak malu. Melihat pula menantu, makin lama macam hantu. Bertobat, 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 sedaraku bertobat. Sebelum, sebelum, sebelum
sebelum masuk terlambat. Bila datang hari Jumat, ambil kepiah pergi solat. Keluarga dapat manfaat, sonang dunia akhirat. Bila datang hari Jumat, ambil kepiah pergi solat. Keluarga dapat manfaat, sonang dunia akhirat.
Begitulah pula solat, sembahyang awak, kerjakanlah solat lima waktu. Jangan asyik mabuk saja kerja, tak baik.
Lihat ulah menantu makin lama macam hantu. Isteri mana yang tak ragu, mertua mana yang tak malu. Melihat ulah menantu makin lama macam hantu. Bertobat, 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 sedaraku bertobat. Sebelum masuk terlambat. Bila datang hari Jumat, ambil kepiah pergi solat. Keluarga dapat manfaat, sonang dunia akhirat. Bila datang hari Jumat, ambil kepiah pergi solat. Keluarga dapat manfaat, sonang dunia akhirat. Sonang dunia akhirat. Sonang dunia akhirat. Sonang dunia akhirat. Sonang dunia akhirat.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.